Before my closing statement, I would like to respond to the representatives of the Russian Federation and those countries which support Russia's illegal occupation of Georgian regions of Abkhazia and Tskhinvali region, South Ossetia, with recognition of their so-called independence in blatant violation of the fundamental norms and principles of international law. I would like to stress once again that on 21st of January, the European Court of Human Rights delivered legally binding judgment in case Georgia versus Russia, confirming illegal occupation of Georgia's sovereign territories. Let me explicitly highlight that the Strasbourg Court ruled that the Russian Federation has been responsible for mass violations committed against the Georgian population as it exercised effective control over the Tskhinvali region in Abkhazia. Against this backdrop, we heard here the statement from the Russian representative in an attempt to mislead the international society regarding grave violations of the fundamental norms of international law and basic human rights in Georgia's occupied territories. Madam President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Georgian delegation, I would like to express my gratitude to the representatives of the UN member states for their constructive participation in the review of Georgia, for the questions and recommendations. We appreciate the incredible work done by Troika, namely by Czech Republic, Denmark, and Namibia. I thank the Office of Public Defender of Georgia and civil society organizations for their contribution to the review. I also would like to express my gratitude to the President of the Human Rights Council and to the Secretariat. I believe that online format of the discussion has not impeded our effort to productively discuss the human rights situation in Georgia. Despite the shortage of time, I hope that we have managed to cover a significant part of the questions. We will examine recommendations carefully and am confident that we will be able to expect many of them. I assure you that we will proceed to the follow-up process in a good faith and in a close dialogue with all relevant stakeholders. Thank you very much for your kind attention.